they expend so much exercise and energy.
What's your sense of about the years in which forebears were arriving in South Georgia?
It would be only a while, I guess. I know when Mr. Huxford said that grandfather and grandmother, great-grandfather and great-grandmother James O. White came about 1824. But I do not know when the Corbetts came down. But I may be able to find something on that.
All right.
Just look in those Huxford books. He's searched out some of that. We'll see.
Well, let's take some time to talk about your grandparents. Can you tell me anything about them? And what do you remember or know about your grandparents on either side of the family?
Well, let's start with the paternal. I never knew my grandfather White. He died before I was born. I believe he died about 1903 or 4, along there, very early in the century. But I knew my grandmother White. She was a the mother of 10 children, 5 boys, 5 girls, 5 blue-eyed, 5 brown-eyed. I heard her say that many times. And she was a very diligent, hard-working housewife. She did everything that she could possibly do to help a big growing family. She spent her time at home while grandfather was away working on a railroad or whatever he was doing. I think at one time he was an engineer of some sort of sawmill train. He did all sorts of things trying to make a living. And I really didn't know Grandma closely or personally because we didn't spend any time out there with her. She lived alone in her little house, which was as clean and neat as a house could be. And on her beautiful wood floor in the kitchen, just plain boards, which were scrubbed as clean, so clean that they were almost white, she would put beautiful white sand on the floor, on her kitchen floor, cover it with sand, so that if she dropped any grease on the floor, the sand would absorb it and it wouldn't hurt her floor. She cooked on her fireplace. My father bought her a wood stove, which was the latest thing then. Carried it out, set it up for her, and she wouldn't use it. Look at the sailors on it. And I remember going out there and seeing the wood stove with newspapers spread on it, and her pots and pans sitting on it. That was her storage place to cook. And she preferred to cook on the wood stove. I mean the fireplace. She baked biscuits in an oven, which was a great big iron pot, I called it, but I guess it was her oven, with an iron lid. She knew exactly how much coals to put underneath and how much to put on top to bake very tall biscuits that rose 3 inches or more, maybe 4. I remember the tallest biscuits I had ever seen were made there. And she would make cakes, puddings, and whatnot in the same way on the fireplace, bending over her fireplace.
In a kind of Dutch oven.
Yes. But with coals.
With coals packed around.
Uh-huh. Another thing at her house was a huge grapevine. very near the door, very near the back door. And we would go there and get the most wonderful grapes. But there were some beehives around. We had to watch the bees all the time. Some of us would get stung, though. So that I remembered from her house. But the thing, the most delightful thing that I thought that she had was a wonderful little music box. The kind that you cranked up and it had little wire tricks that touched something or other and made wonderful, sweet music.
And what was the tune?
I don't know. I can't remember that. But I don't know what became of that little box. We've all grieved over the box. Everybody would have wanted it. And you never see those things anymore. It was wonderful. But Grandma became so feeble that Aunt Little Mazelle took her to her house and kept her the last few months of her life. And it was there that she died in 1923. That was about all I can remember about Grandma White.